Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? DJ Jackal Jive here, Friday, March 30th, 2018. I got some good tips for you here on this Friday. I hope you guys have some good plans for this weekend. I'm going to be in and out, doing a lot of different things, meeting up with some different people. I really wanted to touch base on something that I've been practicing a lot recently over these last few months, and this is probably one of my better DJ tips that I'm going to be publishing right now. And I'll keep it short, I'll keep it simple, and basically I want to tell you guys how important it is to really understand how signal flow works when you're DJing. So this is really important, you know, when you're in the booth with other DJs, you know, you're doing back-to-backs, or, you know, you're playing with other DJs on the same night, and, you know, there's multiple people touching the DJ mixer, you know, throughout the whole night. And it's just really important to understand how the signal flow works. And this is huge because what happens is you want to make sure that there's no audio dropouts whenever, you know, you're changing over DJs or, you know, people are using different systems, right? Somebody could be using, you know, Rekordbox standalone, and then the next DJ could be using a DVS system, you know, with Traktor. You know, you're going to have to figure out, you know, how the RCAs need to be rerouted, or, you know, which DJ is playing on which channel, you know, which digital ins are being used on the mixer, which digital ins and outs aren't being used. And just get very comfortable with this. And a good tip here to really practice that is to invite any friends over that you have as DJs and, you know, really use different systems and try to go back to back and play around and, you know, see how you could, how you can mix in different, you know, actual techniques of DJing. You know, maybe your friend can play on Serato and you could play on Rekordbox, or, you know, that you could switch over. Maybe somebody could use Traktor, you know, and figure out how the signal flow is going to be affected if the next DJ wanted to come on. And just practice, you know, actually practice. And I know it's hard sometimes when you're not at the nightclub and you don't have the pressure of, you know, of a dance floor in front of you to actually practice, but really, really pretend, you know, like you're at the club, like there's a crowd there, you know, and you need to keep the music going and you need to keep it bumping. And, you know, practice and make sure that, you know, the audio never drops out. You always have a consistent, smooth night. And like I said, I think the best way to do that is to actually invite, you know, some friends over and get a back-to-back session going and really try to test out how the different, you know, techniques and actual methods of DJing are going to interact with one another on the same DJ mixer. You know, I find a lot of times that, you know, too many DJs become comfortable with only playing on one certain system, and as an effect, they kind of lose sight of the larger scheme of things, and they kind of lose sight of, you know, how difficult it is to, you know, change over these systems back-to-back. So practice out there, guys. I know you can do it. Drop me a message here on anchor.fm. Message me at Jackal Jive. I'm on Twitter at Jackal Jive. Happy Friday, y'all. See you guys soon. Peace.